It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. There's so much to do and see in Pennsylvania's Brandywine region that you may run out of time before you run out of things to do. The area has been immortalized on canvas by artist N.C. Wyeth and is home to museums, public gardens, and more. Here to tell us more about this area, just below Philadelphia, is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. New Girl, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Howdy, howdy.
The Brandywine Valley. The name alone is intriguing. Clue us in.
Okay. This is an area that is southeast of Philadelphia. It comprises parts of Pennsylvania and Delaware. The Brandywine River runs through it, which is probably how it got its name. And the Battle of Brandywine took place there during the Revolutionary War. So that is something that will resonate with a lot of folks. However, the DuPonts are probably the ones who put the region on the map in a real way. They made their fortunes in that area, and they contributed much to it. If you think about Longwood Gardens, Winter Tour, the Niemers Mansions, these were all ancestral, basically, DuPont estates. Also well known for the Wyeths, as you referenced, the Brandywine School of Art, greatly influenced by N.C. Wyeth, Maxfield Parrish. And the Wyeths have a long history in the valley, so in the Chads Ford area. So those are the things that you're going to be focused on in the Brandywine Valley, the art, the landscapes of the Wyeths, as well as the legacy money of the DuPonts.
So lots to see and do, but I know a couple of places rise right to the top of your list.
Absolutely.
So let's go to that.
Absolutely. And if you go there, you absolutely must visit Winter Tour, which is a museum, and it was the former home of Henry DuPont. There are many DuPonts. It's a European manor-style home, and what he focused on collecting was American decorative arts. So it's a fabulous repository for that, extensive collection. The property is on over 1,000 acres, beautiful gardens. So you cannot go to the Brandywine Valley and miss Winter Tour. The other thing you want to see is the Longwood Gardens. This is in Kennett Square, PA. And this property was actually originally owned by William Penn. He of Penn's Woods in Pennsylvania. Pierre DuPont bought it in 1906, and it became his estate, his home. He greatly expanded it. But the property is considered by many to be the premier botanic garden in the U.S. I mean, if you want to see beautiful trees and flowers and plants, this is your place. Has a great conservatory with a pipe organ, a massive pipe organ, fountains. There's an annual flower show that's going on right now till about mid-May. There's a jazz series in the summer. I believe that Branford Marsalis Quartet is going to be one of the highlights of their season. I believe he will be there in early June. So you definitely would want to, you know, check that calendar online. But those are the two places that should go right to the top of your list in the region.
And that in itself that's a weekend right there. But there are other things to do, apparently, and other places that you would like to send us.
You know, it's funny. There is so much in this small region, but you have to take, you know, make some choices. And a couple others that also resonate with me: the Niemers Mansion in Wilmington, Delaware. This is akin to a French chateau. So if you think of the great Chateau Versailles south of Paris, it would be sort of our American counterpart. 105 rooms in the mansion. This was a gift from Alfred DuPont to his wife Alicia, his second wife. Chock-a-block with antiques and European masters and beautiful gardens. I mean, the gardens themselves are patterned along the lines of the ones in Versailles near Le Petit Trianon. So it's a great place to visit. Also, then, the Brandywine River Museum, because this is a museum that greatly showcases the art of the Wyeths. So they do have some original N.C. Wyeth paintings, Andrew Wyeth art, his son Jamie Wyeth, and Chads Ford. So, again, you have to make some choices, but I would try to get to those two if you could as well on your weekend in the Brandywine.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we're talking with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalme. I think this is the kind of place where we might like to eat, drink, and be merry a little bit, as have so many before us. So what's the plan?
Well, you know me. I don't travel unless I can eat, drink, and be merry. So,
yes.
All right, let's start with the drink in this case. There's a terrific winery in the region, the Chads Ford Winery. It's actually the largest winery in the state of Pennsylvania.
The Chadsford Winery is.
Now, remember, this is Pennsylvania. This isn't California. So when you say the largest winery in the state, a lot of our wineries are small-ish. This one produces 30,000 cases a year. A lot of sweet wines, but some dry wines, too. Lots of events as well. Beautiful gardens area. So you want to visit the Chadsford Winery. There are lots of little delis and lunch places in the area. So pick up some lunch. Take it with you to the winery. Yeah. Dig in, spend the afternoon.
Sort of like the opposite of what you do at a lot of restaurants here, where you bring your own wine.
That's right.
Here, you're bringing your
food. So you can
food
drink
goes
the wine.
To the winery. I get it.
Maybe we want to spend more time in the Brandy Wine Valley then, right? But a couple of food spots that I like. The Savannah Bistro, S-O-V-A-N-A in this case, in Kennett Square, PA. Italian food, beautiful room. It's a good spot for dinner. And then in the Longwood Gardens, they have a restaurant, the 1906 restaurant, that is an absolute showpiece. When I think about it, I also think about the cafe at the Frick in terms of it being just a little jewel box of a room. This one is a bit more expansive. And what you must order there is the mushroom soup. Don't ask me why, but you do. Everyone has it, loves it. It's the thing to do.
Okay, so hotel or bed and breakfast?
All right, I think this area screams bed and breakfast. There are lots of small little cute towns. A place that I like that isn't too cutesy is the Pensbury Inn in Chadsford. Great rooms. There's some wonderful gardens on the property. The rooms have these neat, interesting angles with the roofs and whatnot, but it's not frilly or cutesy at all. I could take my husband here and he'd be very comfortable and wouldn't think that I was taking him to some, cutesy B&B.
And with the Brandywine Valley so close to Philadelphia, what are you loving in the city of brotherly love right now?
Well, as you might expect, food, because it is a fabulous food destination, has been still a stateside, is the restaurant of the moment. It's on East Passyunk Avenue. It was just, Passyunk Avenue, I should say, was just named one of the best 10 foodie streets in America by Food & Wine magazine. So lots of good options there now, but I love stateside for good American food. They've got a hot new chef. Elijah Mulligan. He's getting lots of press for good reason. The other thing you need to know, my sports-loving friend, is that Federal Donuts in Philadelphia, they do two things. They do donuts in the morning, and they do fried chicken for lunch. And they do them both better than anybody else. They're killing it in City Center. They just opened an outlet in Citizens Bank Park where the Phillies play.
Donuts in the morning and chicken at lunch.
Do we need anything else, Paul?
Maybe a cheesesteak if you're in Philadelphia.
And a beer to wash it all down at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, well, there are a few Phillies fans even in Pittsburgh, but the Pirates fans might put the pierogies. They might put the pierogies first.
There you go. And one last one for you, Ela in Queen Village is getting lots of buzz too. A good friend of mine just had dinner there. Said it was an amazing dinner, and this is a guy who knows his food. So if he likes it, I want to go.
Elaine LaBaume is contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thanks for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Happy to be here.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll look at closing the loophole in Pennsylvania's gun laws. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you so much for listening.